Today is one of the most wonderful days, the most wonderful feasts of the whole liturgical calendar. Because today we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Mary, body and soul to heaven. And so for Mary, already conceived without original sin and sinless throughout all her life, now both her soul and her body are assumed into heaven. Redemption is complete. That for which Christ became man, that for which she said to the angel, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And so today we celebrate this glorious feast. And how could this be so? How could a body that never sinned, a body that was virginal, that gave birth without the eruption of her holy virginity to the eternal Son of God become man? How could that body see corruption in the tomb? And so, no, she was assumed. Now, this has been believed by the Church from time immemorial. In Rome, as I have mentioned before, in the Basilica of St. Clement, which goes back to the time of St. Peter, one of the frescoes that's barely visible shows the Assumption of Mary into heaven. And of course, how can it not be so? This incredible woman, we see her prefigured in the Old Testament with different other holy women. In today's liturgy, we have from the book of Judith. Judith was a prefigurement of Mary. And the words of the actual reading, which I hope you followed, are very beautiful, and they refer partly to Judith, St. Judith now, partly or mostly 100% to Mary. "The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he has brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth." And we say this in the Ave Maria: "Blessed art thou among women, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies." Judith cut the head of the evil prince Holofernes, but the Blessed Mother stamps on the head of Satan. And thus, she fulfills perfectly these words of the Old Testament. And there are so many others. "Hearken, O daughter, and see. Incline thy ear, and the king shall greatly desire thy beauty." The daughter of the king comes in all beautiful. Her robes are of golden cloth. And so today we see the fulfillment of redemption in the person of Mary. We could go on and on for hours, but we won't. My voice will not allow it. But with our hearts and with our souls, we need to give thanks to God for this wonderful event, for this wonderful gift from Him, first of all, to the Most Holy and Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and of course, through her, to all of us, because what we hope for, she has already achieved. At the end of our lives, our bodies will lay in the earth or in the tomb, waiting for the resurrection, the general resurrection. And if we have done well, then we will go with Mary to heaven, body and soul. So today, pray very hard to Our Lady and try to imitate her virtues very well, strongly, fully, and completely. that you may enjoy the beauty of eternal redemption, both body and soul, at the end of time. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.